It's your girl Naima, the goddess, coming at you for the very first time officially. This is just a glance behind the curtains of my life. It's real, uncut, raw, and just fucking hilarious. The reason for me doing this podcast is because I just think that I'm just such a funny motherfucker. I'm not even gonna lie. I really do think so. It's just the way that I just deliver the material that's going on in my life. I rather laugh than cry. I wish I had a couple tears, but I rather laugh than cry. Couple of my interests are doing research. I do feel like you can't just tell me any old thing. I do feel like I am going to research every single thing that anybody say. I'm researching 2, 3, 4 times before I'm really satisfied with the answer. I'm not a religious person. I'm more of a spiritual person. Of course, there is a difference, and I will elaborate just a little bit further in my and other episodes. I do enjoy meditating to clear my mind and to get my mind, body, and soul back in line. Because sometimes, my gosh, it just feels like I'm just spinning out of control or just walking on broken bottles. And, you know, it's just really ridiculous out here sometimes, especially in 2020 with the coronavirus. This year, if you're meeting yourself for the first time, some is scary as hell and some is just a very enlightening moment. Some is a mixture of both me. It was almost a mixture of both with an enlightenment moment, but it was scary as hell, I can't even lie. I do also read tarot cards to communicate with the ancestors, because I definitely don't have all the answers, and I know if anybody do, it would be the ancestors, because they see everything. They've done everything, seen it all, heard it all, been there. So I do, you know, really take their guidance seriously. I am a billing agent by career. I hear the most craziest calls throughout the day. I mean, it's just amazing what people will come up with just to not pay their bill. Which is okay, because again, I do understand the struggles of life in 2020. However, what I do not understand is how you think that you will still keep your services if you do not pay your bill. Like, if you don't pay your rent, the rent people will put your shit out. They don't care how many legs you got. They don't care how much of a mental patient you are. They will put your shit out on the steps if they don't get that money. And I just don't understand why one business is different from the other one. You know what I mean? We still need our money no matter what. Period. Okay. Another thing about my job, this is the most funniest, craziest job. It's just almost like working at the crazy house, except for the patients are the doctors and the doctors are the patients. That's what I feel like I work at, because, you know, the supervisor supervises you, and they're the ones that need to be supervised. So, my first question is this. Who supervises the supervisors that supervises the supervisor? Who's in charge? Because I just don't trust it. Who the fuck is in charge? I need to know. My love life. This is always the craziest conversation to have, but here's where I am. I do have what I have now called as the blessings man. He actually just blesses me with petty cash, half my rent, half my bills, car to drive, all of that. And it's just about any, and food, toilet paper, anything else. So I am very blessed to even have him in my life. I really do think so. But he is just a very good friend. So, romantically, we're friends. Do I have a love in my life? I'm a Libra, so, you know, Libras are Libras. Our Libras is a Libra is a Libra. So, yeah, that answers all questions. So, if you have never met a Libra, congratulations, you have now. And we will get to know each other quite well. I mean, Libras are amazing creatures. I say it all the time. We are the best zodiac sign out there. I may be a little bit partial, however... Where's the lie? Family. I am blessed with four beautiful queens. Their ages range from 21 years old to 16 years old. And of course, since they're girls, of course they know exactly in everything, any and everything. They're my mom. I'm not their mom. They're my mom most of the time. Or so they think. But here is the thing. When I was a kid, and my dad and stepmother used to tell me things, In my head, I used to always say, they are so old-fashioned. They're so old. They have no idea what I'm dealing with now because I'm only this old and they're like 100 and they have never went through what I went through. That's one of the craziest misconceptions of the world because nothing is new under the sun. It's just done differently. So when I talk to my kids and I see their brains going and in their head, I hear them say, she has no idea what we're talking about. She has no idea. She's just so old. I just let them know, no, ma'am, that is not the truth. I do understand everything that you're going through, but just know I am still your mother. I feel like I'm the type of parent who, I'm the fun mom. I, you know, we have fun. They could tell me anything. I tell them, you know, you could tell lies to anybody else out in the streets, but the mom, don't tell me no lie because, you know, I'm your mom and I'm here to get you out of any sticky situation, good or bad. That's what I do. And if I don't know all the information, then how can I protect you? How can I help you? How can I lend assistance? So, to lie to me, it's not a very good thing. So we do have a better relationship. I would say 3 out of 4 of my kids we have the greatest relationship. We're able to talk about everything, from sexuality to friends to financial decisions. You know, we are able to have conversations and it's a no judgment zone. So I do appreciate that with my kids. But when it is time to put my foot down and get in their ass, I don't mind putting my foot in their motherfucking ass because that's what the fuck I do too because I am a mom. But I, all in all, and to be quite honest with you, the decisions that my kids make, I am truly, truly proud of them because, you know, the decisions that they make is wise ones. Even the stupid decisions get fixed. So I do, you know, I'm proud of them for the conflict resolution, for the, you know, to how they resolve their issues, how they grow, how they, you know, stand up for themselves. I'm proud of them. siblings. I do. As it stands, I have 4 sisters and 2 brothers. Where it stands right now, I talk to 0 sisters and 0 brothers. It's almost better that way. I've been living my life on this earth for 42 years, and I haven't had not one of them reach out to me like, do you need, can I help, what can I do, sincerely, you know what I mean, to really lend a help, because sometimes people ask if they can help you only for their mouth to move, not to actually help you. They just want to say, well, I asked. So, I literally been getting it out the mud since I was 16 and haven't stopped since. So, as disheartening as it is, especially on such days as today with this beautiful, glorious massacre day, this is supposed to be a family day where you're supposed to get together with family. And the heartening part, the part that just really saddens me, is that I know that my family will be getting together and without me. And it's okay for them. So because it's okay for them, it's okay for me. They like it, I love it. So my dad still lives. Okay. So, I talked to a customer one time, and the customer tells me that most people think that you don't have to be a mom, or you don't have to birth children to be a mom, is what he said. And I was thinking to myself, well, I guess that's true. And he says, that is absolutely a lie. Because the definition of a mother is one who gives birth. So, with that being said, the definition of a father has to be one who produces a child. So, in that definition, I do have one of those. And the definition of an actual dad, not so much. And I'm okay with that too. The story behind he and I will be a whole podcast episode. Because that story right there is just something that we can't just glance over and just tap in for, you know, 2-3 minutes. It has to be a little bit more elaborate, and which I will be, because I actually intended on writing a book behind this subject, and I think that the podcast would get the information out faster, more efficiently to the masses. So, stay tuned for that story. The new my mother has passed. She has passed more than 10 years ago. So, you know, I do deal with that every day. And she did pass on November 28th. So, you know, around this whole massacre day, it's never good for me, because I always have to, you know, dwell on that. And then have to have that jolly old Christmas coming after it, which is just so sickening to me. But, you know, that's me. That's how I spend my last half of the year, just really in disgust. This new generation, I really have to put this out here. And this new generation is so crazy. And it's so funny because it's like my generation is trying to keep up with this new generation. It's like every time I look up, the new generation is doing something crazy, and then my generation do something just as stupid. I.e. Lil Nas X. Now, when he came out with the Old Town Road, we was with him on that. Because that was the first country song. Well, actually, the first black country song that people have heard in a long time. I'm going to say that because it wasn't the first black country song, but it was the first black one that we've heard in a long time. Then you came out and said that you are gay. Still, we was a little confused about that. But you still was able to make it. But then it comes to Halloween and you want to be Nicki Minaj. I just think enough is enough. Please stop it. And then when you want to be Nicki Minaj, why are you mad that other people is questioning you and mad about you being Nicki Minaj? Your choice, our choice. You chose to be Nicki Minaj. We chose to be super duper fucking pissed off about that shit. Our fucking choice. Thank you, Lil Nas X. So what you have to do is shut the fuck up and let us be pissed off about that shit. Now, what did our generation do to top that shit? Oh, just T.I. came out with the leather bustier. That's all. Like, what the fuck is going on in the world? Shit. Everybody gotta have fucking perms in their hair now? And I'm not talking about the girls. Because most of the girls don't have no fucking edges now. Because they're all under pink, green, and yellow wigs. So I don't get it. The Versus battle has been the hottest shit that has been out for 2020. To be quite honest with you, the Jeezy battle, that was a good battle. But I think that the best battle was Jill Scott and Erykah Badu. I just gotta just say that. As weird as Erykah is, you know her music is always the truth. Always is the truth. And Jill Scott, come on now. Well, I can always take a long walk around the block with her. Any day, I'm living my life like it's golden. You feel me? Because that's a Jill fucking Scott. That was a bomb ass verse. To me, that verses made sense. The Jeezy verse made sense. I haven't seen another one that really, like, it was level for level. So, that's how I feel about the verses this year. I am an NFL and an NBA fan. However, this year, I protested all sports, truly, 100%. Simply because if we're supposed to be flattening this curve, how the hell is we doing that and everybody's sweating all over each other? I just feel like that's such a dangerous thing. And then we wonder why they're still dropping like flies with the trainers and the conditioning coaches. Yeah, they're still catching the coronavirus, even bubble or not, they're still catching it. I don't think it's safe for them to be out there doing that. That's me personally. And I'm a diehard NFL fan. My team is Indianapolis Colts, rain or shine. Indianapolis Pacers, rain or shine. And anybody that has something to say about that can meet me on this here podcast, and I'm okay with it. I thought a Saints fan said something. I'm sorry. Okay. Just want to put that out there. I thought a Saints fan said something. So that's how I felt about the whole sports thing. The politics is just ridiculous. The politics is ridiculous how everybody wants to govern the United Snakes of America. And they all dirty. They all dirty. They all corrupt. No matter who you vote for. Your vote for corruption. It's just like, do you want this particular brand of corruption or do you want that particular brand of corruption? Is really what we're doing nowadays. We are not even picking the best opponent anymore. We're just picking the pill we want to swallow for 4 years. Is only. Congratulations if you got the president that you wanted. So sorry for your mama if you didn't. I usually know what's going on with the damn entertainment, but I need to check my damn entertainment thing today. Somebody's trying to be a woman in this bed. A woman's trying to be a man somewhere. Which I don't have a problem with. If that's what you want, that's what you want. Fine. But then it's our decision of how we want to deal with that as well. Your decision is cool. Our decision is not, right? No. If you could decide, we could decide. If you could have feelings, we can have feelings. That's just how it is. It doesn't run a one-way street because that's how you feel. And I love everybody until you step on my motherfucking toe and it hurt. So, and everybody individualized. So just because the dude, light-skinned dude with yellow eyes, done pissed me the fuck off to no end, don't mean that I have to hate all light-skinned dudes with yellow eyes. That's where people get it mistake. Just because I had a run in with one cancer, don't mean that I have to stay away from the whole side. That's crazy. People are crazy that way. I'm not that person. You can't taint me just on now. Now, racism, white supremacy. Underline, explanation point. This is something that I do have to speak about because, you know, black lives do matter, right? One of my kids, there was a rapper that had got shot and killed out here most recently. And, you know, everybody has been brokenhearted about that. My kid calls and says, you know, Mom, it's really fucked up that he had died, and how can we get them to take us seriously if we're out here killing ourselves? Bam. A, that is an example of being brainwashed, really. That is the system, that is systematic brainwashing right there. They have brainwashed some of us, most of us, into thinking that we are the problem. We are the reason why we are getting killed. No, it is not. And B, it's really, really sad. This is why we have to talk to our kids, just like we talk to our homeboy and our homegirl, so they will know what the hell's going on out here. This generation needs to be woke the fuck up. They're ready to march for something, but they have no idea what the fuck they talking about. No idea. They ready to give it up. They ready to stand for something, but they fall for every motherfucking thing. Prime example. So, no, I can't ride with a comment like, how can we expect them to take us seriously if we out here killing ourselves? No, it's not the same thing. Because that's what they like to do. They always like to throw up the black on black crime. That has nothing to do with them murdering us by the millions, hundreds. That has nothing to do with it. Because the thing is this. White people kill white people every day. Mexicans kill Mexican people every motherfucking day. But you don't hear anybody talk about Mexican or no Mexican crime. White on right crime. You don't hear that. It's always black on black crime. It's always that. That it. Now, I'm not watering down the fact that that is a horrible plague in our community. I'm not watering that down at all. Also, what is a horrible plague is mental health. That is also something that we definitely need, because it goes hand in hand. Us black, quote unquote, black on black crime and mental health issues. Those are hand in hand. The reason why it is more black on black crime than it is white on white crime, which I don't think it is. I think it's just about the same, but they have more access to psychiatry, therapists. They have more access to that than we do. We need to have more resources. So, this is what I say. Even if we are out there killing each other, guess what? Just like they are, they don't have to tell nobody that their lives matter after somebody just walk in a mall and just kill 50 million people, or walk in a church and just start slaughtering people. They still don't have to tell, oh yeah, but our lives matter too. That's not a conversation that needs to be had. They still don't have to worry about letting their sons leave out during the day or at all and coming back home safely. The worries are not the same that it is in our community. So the black on black crime shit, you could really miss me on. You really can. Because while they sitting up here still letting these murdering assholes run free, fuck the black on black crime. Black lives fucking matter. And guess what? I let everybody know that. As crazy as that shit sounds, as crazy as I do know, a white person did come up with that slogan. A white person did just basically really expose, you know, just really peel the band-aid off and really just use that shit or try to use that shit for straight evil. When he came out with the slogan of Black Lives Matter. But guess what? Black lives do fucking matter. They do at the end of the fucking day. I want to know in 2020 how many white individuals have gotten killed while they laid in their bed after working, slaving to take care of sick people in a hospital. How many white individuals got killed laying in their bed by accident this year? I want to know how many white individuals accidentally get choked out on videotape on the street this year. I do want to know that. Please let me know. I need to know this shit. It's really sad that we have to even have a conversation to say our lives matter. It's sad when you see grown-ass men shed tears on national TV because yet another black man has gotten shot for shit that he innocently. We can't even do good shit and get away with it. No good deed goes unpunished. Breaking up a fight, we still end up somehow, someway getting shot in the back. Please tell me how many white individuals have that happened to in 2020 this year. And I'm going to really say this, you don't have, conscious or not, your eyes, you can see, if you can open your eyes, you can see what the fuck is going on. Enough is a fucking enough. And if you can open your eyes, if you wake up every morning, open your motherfucking eyes and see what's going on and still go out there and kill your brother or sister, you're a dirty ass motherfucker. You're a dirty ass motherfucker. Enough is enough. Stand for something or fall for anything. Black Lives Matter. Peace.